For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
I don't know. I guess, I mean, it's my life, right? I think that when I drive to the lakes, you know, Sheridan to head down to work some days, like, do I stop and get jealous and unable to complete my day looking at some of the houses on the water? Like, no, I don't. You got to do the best you can with what you have. And I think that's the job, right? You can't get jealous of everyone else. You know, they have their own challenges and own problems. And I think, just knowing, we knew what our payroll was. We knew what we had to do. And I think, we worked hard this offseason to build the best team possible within that. And I just don't think you can get distracted by what others have. I don't think you can get distracted by, jealousy, as to your word or whatever, or complaining about it. You just move forward and try to do the best you can. And I think that there's only a handful of those in baseball, and that's a good thing, I think.
We talked with Jed Hoyer about the Dodgers and their front office at the beginning of the season.
Back.
Yeah, they're back tonight, and that's it for the season. Hopefully you'll see them you'll see them in the LCS.
I mean, who else you want? You want to see San Diego?
No.
You want to see the Mets? Maybe.
Maybe. Phillies?
Maybe. No. Aaron Nola can't pitch anymore.
Yeah, there's a struggle. But we asked him about their front office and their ability to do deferred contracts. And clearly everyone in Major League Baseball is jealous of their ridiculous television deal that they have. Was that a guy with another 24 years left on it?
Something outrageous. And the way they structured that deal, like they got Time Warner so good. They like built in an increase in expected viewers for an industry where the exact opposite has taken place in dramatic ways.
They have 15 more. Sorry, I shorted them. They've only got 15 more years left on a 25-year, $8.35 billion deal with Time Warner.
Unbelievable. But it's not just the money. Andrew Friedman does a lot of things really, really well. And they talk about it in this wonderful article that Tyler Kepner put together over at The Athletic. It's a really, really good baseball writer. And he's got really good contacts. And he talked with 40 different top decision makers from across MLB.
Okay.
Executives and a few coaches, but mostly executives, to have them rank the top five front offices in baseball. They could not vote for their own team. And they assigned a point value, 10 points for first place, 7 for second, etc., and offered anonymity. And this article is full of unbelievable quotes, as well as a ranking of the top 20 front offices around baseball. And yes, Lawrence, you know who's first.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
They did not make it into the conversation. Oh. They were not in the others receiving votes category.
No.
You remember that when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. Others receiving votes?
It still exists, but it's different than like the newspaper would come out on Monday and you're like, oh, who is my team receiving votes?
Top 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, like basketball top 25. And you're like, where's Illinois? Come on.
Where's DePaul? Oh, there they are.
Yeah, others receiving votes.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, White Sox not there. But are the Cubs. We'll get there. Number one is the Dodgers. Far and away the most first place votes. Far and away the most total points. And the way that they're talked about, there's one person saying that, yes, they do have, it's reached a point from a financial perspective of having an unfair advantage, but...
That's good work by your people.
But everyone says things like, they manage the roster so well. It feels like they have 60 guys on the 40-man. I don't know how they do it. Another, they've been built brick by brick for a long time. They do 100 things right every year to get where they are. So, lots of respect.
So look, isn't this the thing that you're hoping for? Like when Andrew Friedman was at the Rays, weren't we all going, man, what if that dude had a budget?
That's the dream.
And now, like, he's got the budget in baseball, and look at what he's doing with it.
So they're number one. The Tampa Rays are number two, and they have the second most first place votes as well, does Tampa Bay, and they're talked about as having, you know, here's something I didn't realize. They got the same hitting coach and pitching coach for 8 seasons. And Kevin Cash is in his 11th season.
He's one of my favorite managers.
So you develop guys and you churn the roster as much as they do and turn it over as much as they do. And they have exactly the same teachers teaching exactly the same organizational way at the big league level.
And they're always competitive. Now, they're kind of in a weird place because I don't know if they're ever going to win. But they're always competitive. And is that good enough? I don't think it is for the people down there because they don't like going and they should be in Montreal.
The Brewers are number three as the small market gold standard. And
that hurts a little bit.
Yeah, it does. It should hurt a little bit. They move on from David Stearns, who's now with the Mets, and Craig Counsell, who's here, and they do not miss a beat. Cleveland is fourth.
The American League version of the Brewers.
Yeah, and Cleveland's talked about as the finishing school for front office people. So with Carter Hawkins here, that's interesting. Like that guy, Chris Antonetti, who's in charge in Cleveland, people say like he's just amazing at teaching people to then do the job other places. The Yankees are fifth. And you might think of Brian Cashman as not being so good, but that's not the way he's looked at around the league. One of the things they talk about is how they always have enough prospects to trade and get what they need.
That's fair.
Which because they draft well, they develop well. And so I thought that was interesting to see them that high. The Braves at six, the Phillies at seven, Dave Dombrowski right there.
Now look, inside of this, outside of the Rays and the Brewers, there's a lot of money we're talking about.
There is.
There's a lot of payroll, a lot of good television deals in that group.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But it's also money and places that seem to develop their kids pretty well.
Yep.
So it's that combo. Arizona and Mike Hazen is there. Plenty of good trades. Talked about for them. The Orioles are there, one of few that excel in both hitting and pitching development.
The last 5 years for the Orioles as a franchise have been pretty tremendous because you could see it happening, and then everyone gets up, and for the most part, they've been as good as advertised.
Yeah, they've all gotten there together. Now, none of them have gotten extended, and they had only 1 year of a big money pitcher in Burns, and so we'll see what they do after that. So they're number nine. Number 10 is San Diego and A.J. Preller.
Go for it every year.
I freaking love that dude. Oh, they always draft well and do well internationally, some of the quotes talk about, so they have stuff to trade when they need to. They shed money and then add it again. I was thinking about this one trade tree real quick here. They give up Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams in the Juan Soto deal. That's a lot. But then they turn Soto around and send him to the Yankees after a year for Michael King, who's pretty much their ace right now, and Drew Thorpe, who they then turn around and send to the White Sox as the centerpiece of the Dylan Cease trade. So, yeah, they gave up James Wood and Abrams and Mackenzie Gore, but they still ended up with Michael King and Dylan Cease out of that mix, which is pretty amazing.
How about clean-shaven Dylan Cease? got rid of the mustache, got rid of the beard for a little bit.
I think the hair's still long though?
Yeah, the hair is still long, but he got rid of that funky mustache he was rocking for a while.
Gavin Sheets homered to the opposite field yesterday out of the two hole.
Gavin Sheets is hitting the ball hard for the Padres.
So there's the Padres.
They figured out a way to use him that makes perfect sense.
And no Cubs in the top 10. And then here's your others receiving votes.
I was very surprised to not see the Cubs at the top. I figured they would end up at like 10. Uh-huh. That's where I started to get nervous that you had sent me a bad link.
Yeah.
I got some bad information. That's what I thought.
Number 11 is the New York Mets, and they're expecting them to be higher next year as David Stearns does his Andrew Friedman thing on the East Coast. Number 12 is the Tigers with former Cub exec Scott Harris. Number 13 is a tie between the Astros and the Rangers. Number 15 is the Twins. Number 16 is the Royals. Number 17 is the Mariners. Number 18 is the Red Sox, with former Cubs director of pitching Craig Breslow now in charge.
I didn't hear you say Chicago Cubs.
Number 19 is the Reds, tied with the Washington Nationals.
The Cincinnati Reds? Wait a minute. Didn't the Washington Nationals trade away a Hall of Fame lineup?
Pretty much. Well, I mean, they let Bryce Harper walk. Then they traded Soto. They also traded Trey Turner.
Yeah.
And Max Scherzer. The Soto trade looks great. So I don't know.
Schwarber?
They only got, they had Schwarber and didn't keep him. So I don't, you could certainly quarrel with some of these at the bottom, for sure. I mean, the Reds have a host of young, interesting kids, but they haven't added anything to it.
And they ain't one bleep.
Yeah. You could quarrel with the Nationals, but so there's your top 20. Others receiving votes, did not receive votes.
Didn't the Nationals also give Anthony Rendon a ton of money before he got a ton from the Phillies?
No.
Or was that just arbitration?
No. Rendon got the money from the Angels.
Okay. All right.
So Never mind. So Rendon, they let him walk. They let him walk. They didn't trade him for nothing, but they let him walk just like they let Harper walk.
I'm not sure what to do with Rendon, Shane, because I feel like he's played too much to be a Hall of Famer at the bank, but his finesse on this, like, oh, you gave me all this money? Oh, my arm!
He's making $38 million a year for someone who doesn't want to play baseball.
He sure is.
$38 million through 2026.
The finesse is strong.
The guy's played 7 games in the last 14 decades.
I love how angry Anthony Rendon
is. I hate that guy, dude.
Well, we talk about the things that we said that were correct. I wanted Anthony Rendon on the White Sox so bad.
Me too.
And the way he's performed, it's shocking that he's not on the White Sox.
Well, he will be in about 10 years. Give it 10 years. And then he'll be making $48 million a year.
By the way, the slash line on Anthony Rendon this season, 0, because he hasn't played. In 2024, it was 218, 307, 267.
Oh, man.
And how many games? Like 40?
57. Not bad. In 2023, he played 43 games, and then he played 47 in 22.
And he made $38 million in each of those years.
He played 58 games. Man. Wow. You would have to put three seasons together to get to a full season of games from Anthony Rendon, the Angel. That last
top priority for you, though?
That's never been a top priority for me.
Playing?
The last season, this
never
is why he got the money.
Priority.
The last season with him with the Nationals.
Oh, he crushed it.
You ready?
Yeah.
319, 412, 598.
That's crazy.
How do you know?
He finished third for MVP.
He got a $300 million deal to then play 40 games.
Ironically, he's Nate Davis's favorite baseball player. Is number one.
Big
on
ping
his
pong
list.
Guy.
Nate Davis had posters of Anthony Rendon all over his walls. In Nashville.
It's insane, dude.
They both hate their sports.
They seem to. Man, the hug from Ron Washington to Anthony Rendon. Like, I'm so sorry about your time. Come back and play when you're ready. Still not ready? Okay, that's
all right. Well,
go ahead with your survey. My bad. Anthony Rendon just pisses me off.
No Cubs in the top 20 is distressing. And, talking to a couple people around the game, it's not a shocker that they're not there in the top 20. And I think it's a very interesting, not a shocker in terms of just reputation and the
I'm
way that they are discussed.
They are not in the top 20.
You shocked?
If you wanted to say,
I was very surprised when I saw it. I'm saying the people that I reached out to who are in the game and know more than me were like, yeah, that's real.
Yeah. It's hard for me to believe that they're a bottom 10 front office. if you wanted to say if them not being in the top 10, okay, you're probably right about that. But when you start talking about like the Reds and stuff, I'm like, I don't know. I wonder why, when you talk to people, why do you think it is that they've fallen out of favor with a front office that does have someone from the Cleveland Finishing School mm-hmm. of executives and does have someone who has been attached to a World Series, not as the main guy, but as one of the guys. So why is there a disconnect?
Position players, young position players of consequence that are under control for a while and helping you win at the big league level. It looks a little better right now. In the middle of this season, this is spring training that these surveys were done. You know,
the Michael Bush thing looks good.
Well, but that's not homegrown.
But still, it's your front office making a trade for a guy that didn't have a position.
Sure,
and you were like, "Hey, we got a couple of positions that you can play for us."
PCA, and you
another
know,
trade,
another trade. Miguel Amaya, you know, if that's a guy showing up and doing something for you that you built and brought up. But the Matt Shaw thing looks terrible right now in this moment. And, you know, look, Justin Steele looks good, but they're working at a bullpen. The bullpen has been an issue for, what, 3 straight years? Looks a little better this year. But the stuff that I've heard about is the inability to finish the job right now for this year so far. In
like
terms
development?
Of development? You know, no, like that big money piece.
Gotcha.
You know, so that kind of thing and an inability to create the bullpen depth and variety that you need.
And the big money that you did spend doesn't look great. Dansby Swanson's a negative .2 WAR right now.
Which is astonishing considering his defensive utility. He really is.
Scuffling at the plate, trying to find it. You watch the at-bats and he just looks like he's grinding through them and he's not getting the results. There have been a couple of hard hit balls where you go, okay, maybe the BABIP gods will shine on him at some point, but right now, 177, 223, 344.
Yeah.
An OPS of 567.
I will say, like, some of the people that I talked to, one was like an old school baseball salt who intimated that they're too in love with numbers, and another was a modern numbers guy who said that was not the problem. You know, so like there's still a little bit of a split. I don't have wonderful clarity on exactly what it is, but this idea that they're not amongst the very best is readily accepted in terms of the top 10.
But aren't there a lot of lists that say that the Cubs minor leagues are pretty good?
Yes. Yes.
So then how can the front office not get credit for that where you have them hanging out with the Washington Nationals and Cincinnati Reds?
It's a fair question. Maybe because it's 83-79 followed by 83-79. So whatever conviction there was of being decent has not been good enough for a market of this size.
Wait. Maybe it's because the most successful transaction they've made is Michael Bush in the last few years. Right?
It's pretty, yeah, I mean, that's a successful one, and they gave up some good young pieces to do it.
Baez for PCA is pretty good.
Baez for PCA, it's like...
But that was Theo, wasn't it?
And yeah, I guess it was. No. It was Jed. It was Jed. Theo left before that stuff all happened. Before that deadline happened.
Theo left
happened.
The party before they started to clean up the red solo cups.
Yeah. So it's PCA and see, I've asked this before. Is PCA and let's say Kevin Alcantara is good, those two guys, is that enough to come out of the deadline? Because Bryant, Canario and Caleb Killian are both gone. You know, the other pitcher you got for Rizzo is gone. PCA is here. You got nothing for Schwarber.
I mean, I would argue that the two players that you brought in from Japan have been very important.
So, yeah, Shota is probably your best acquisition.
Right?
Shota's a real good acquisition.
And Seiya's been, I know that he is befuddling, but he's been good.
But that's just money. I'm talking about moves.
I would argue that with the Japanese league, it is money, but it's also scouting. And there are some people that looked at Shota and go, he's maybe a 5. They said, no, we think he's he can be top of the rotation type good, and he was that last year.
Yeah.
So I would
Schoedt is a big win. Schoedt is a massive organizational win. And there's
and
a
I
few
think
of them.
Say is too.
I think you could argue that I think you could easily argue they ought to be in this top 20. Top 10, okay, fine. But there's enough organizational health. And we're pointing to some wins on the big league roster right now that look better than this representation.
Cub, his OPS plus is 130. That's, as a Cub, his slash is 278, 354, 473. He's an 828 OPS player. That's a very good player to have added to your lineup.
Texture, by the way, brings up a very good point, a good one. Ben Brown acquisition for half a year of David Robertson is a very nice trade. That looks very good right now. That is a rotation piece with possible a high-end ceiling for, you know, a couple of months of David Robertson. So there's a few. So maybe what thing probably should be 15.
Yeah,
14.
That's what made sense to me.
This is why I wanted to bring it up and do it with you.
All right.
As we talk about it, I think you're probably right that this is a little too harsh.
Yeah.
But outside the top 10 feels all right.
I wonder why though. That's worth doing some digging on too.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Why don't we take a break? When we come back, let's get back into the Bears. Dan Wiederer is going to join us, and we're going to talk to him about what he heard at the Piccolo Awards today and what the Bears are getting ready to do with the draft being 2 days away. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you look at this particular draft class, what would...
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust. Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.